Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 7th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filion. Here, as always, is my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Pretty good. You?
Pretty good so far. I mean, it's only Monday, so it's hard for it to really have gone horribly wrong at this point.
You never know.
I suppose. Looks like we're going to have a fairly long list this week. 12 items by the looks of it. Once again, I just want to thank you for all the time you put in doing the research. Because that 1 week I tried doing it was disastrous. So, kudos to you.
Wasn't that bad.
Well, it wasn't that good either. So. let's get this started. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week is Metal King Studio, Relic Blade new releases.
So this week during their last Kickstarter for the first extension to the game, they associated with a guest artist called Keegan McGee, and he designed and illustrated some new monster for the Deep expansion. So the expansion, it's the basic expansion was Into the Wild or something with the undeads and some guards, but there was also a second expansion designed expressly from these illustrations, and they were sculpted based on that guest artist illustration. So we have three models. We have the eel. They're all lizard / fishy people. So for the first one is the eel sorcerer. The second one is the shark warrior. And there's a last one, which is the Iguan Assassin. So, three new strange creatures to add to your Relic Blade parties.
I like the Shark Warrior. He looks interesting.
Yeah. It was a cool concept to go with a Armorhead Shark.
Yeah, he's really kind of cute looking. In an odd, ugly kind of way.
Yeah.
He's like a pug, if pugs were shark men.
If you say so.
I'm tired. Don't ask. All right, next up. Sarissa Precision, New Japan-themed terrain. This stuff looks really neat.
Yeah. There is a different type of buildings. So we have a temple. We have what looks like... I'm drawing a blank on the one with the water wheel. What's that?
It's a mill?
A mill, yeah. A mill, a temple, some small house on stills.
Is it they're like fisherman cottages or whatever.
Yeah. And a guard tower and stuff like that.
A cart, so, yeah. These are really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is it? Is this MDF or is this something
else? Yeah, it's MDF.
It doesn't look like MDF. That's saying something.
Yeah, the painting helps.
No, for sure. But even the close-up pictures, I mean, the water wheel looks like MDF, but the building itself, it's hard to tell. It doesn't have all the seams you normally see.
Yeah, Saris are really good with that.
They really hide it well.
Yeah.
So it's very, very nice.
They are also on the higher end of price points for MDF stuff, usually. So it pretty goes with that. But looking at those, they're not that bad. The water mill is only 13 pounds.
Oh, it's very reasonable.
So.
I mean, it's hard to judge size, but looking at since it's 28 mil, looking at it, that seems like a very reasonable price.
Yeah, it's length 185 centimeters, so under 8 inches by 4, about. By 6 of a height. So that's a pretty sizable building.
Yeah, that's what you normally expect for a 28 mil terrain piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the size of my tabletop world cottages and stuff, so it makes sense. No, I think it's definitely a good value. All right. Next in line, Scale 75, new Smog Riders.
Yeah, we have two. The first one is Arcturus, which looks like an old warrior.
It's like a gnome wizard or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Something like that. He has a like magic eye patch, maybe. Or mechanical eye patch.
Mechanical eye patch and mechanical owl too.
Yeah, to go with him. So.
And of course the mechanical staff too, with the what do you call
the
it?
The gears and
the... Yeah, the gears and the hourglass. Mm-hmm. So it spins, it looks like it's... that's pretty cool. Yeah,
really steampunky.
Yeah, you know, I don't usually care for the style of Smog Riders, but he's got my attention.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is Dolly Tombstone. So she's a Smog Rider Far West girl.
Yeah, and she's also... pretty cool looking. I think they've changed a little bit the style of their sculpts. The proportions are still the same, where it's the kind of western-y look, I guess you could say. And I don't mean western like Wild West. I mean western as in western culture. Like
yeah, yeah.
They don't look like chibi, like traditional, you know, European, Asian-themed chibis. But I don't know, for some reason, it just looks different. Like the lines are softer or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just these particular models. They, these actually I find interesting looking. The original release of Smog Riders didn't catch my eye at all. So either I'm changing or they're changing. One of the two.
Might be the team or...
Yeah, could be. Could be a lot of things, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, War Cradle Studios. New Wild West Exodus releases.
Yeah, so those were originally by same company that did Battlefoam. What was the name?
I'm sorry?
I'm drawing a blank on the original maker of Wild West Exodus.
Oh, goodness. I can't remember the name of Romeo's other company.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. It's War Cradle now.
Which is owned by Wayland, right?
Yeah, was it Wayland who bought it? I think it's the publishing arm of Wayland.
Okay.
So I don't know if they made it exclusively for Wild West or if they're running other stuff. But in anyway... They Outlaw have miniatures. Two new releases. Right. Yeah, it was Outlaw. Yeah, exactly. So the first one is the Countess Augusta Byron, and the second model is the Colonel Albert Campbell. So for two different factions. I don't know the all the faction names. So,
but say what you want about the game, but these models, I find them really nice.
Yes, yes, they are. And I don't know, you've played the game, so you know more than me, or at least
I played dabbled the game in a few times, yeah. And I own a faction, which I bought based on the models, not not really on the gameplay. And I think that's the issue. The gameplay was never well balanced. It was interesting, but never well balanced. It borrowed heavily from War Machine, like a lot of games do nowadays.
Yeah.
But it's never had that polish, right? And I think the reason the game never matured was because they just didn't have the bandwidth to write those rules and playtest and develop, along with producing miniatures, along with running Battle Foam, along with doing everything, right?
Yeah, they had too much on the oven.
Yeah. Too much on their plate.
Yeah.
All right. Next in line. Mantic Games, new Kings of War releases.
So we have different new troops for the Trident Realm of Neritica.
Fishmen.
So, yeah, fishmen. Different type of fishmen. There is a Lord on a Sea Serpent, which is a character. There is a Boltror, another kind of weapon. And my favorite releases, the three Water Elementals.
They look really nice, eh?
Yes.
You know, Mantic is really up in their game. I think all these models look nice. Considering it's for a rank and flank army game where usually detail levels are not super extreme aside from characters, I think they're doing a really great job. I like that bolt thrower with the fish skull on the end. I love the character riding the sea serpent.
Oh, yeah. The name of it is Naiad Worm Rider Centurion. So, for people who wanted to know, those are all on pre-order and should ship at the end of March.
Good job on Mantic. All right. And then we have Crooked Dice, Darius the Man from 2000.
So this, I really like them. They had other new releases, but I didn't find them as interesting as this one, so I'm putting the focus only on that one. Crooked Dice do mostly pulp stuff, like cult TV. If you were playing in a cult, like 70s TV series or stuff like that, they have a game that's called 7TV, and they have a bunch of different expansion and alternate rule sets for it. So this one is a time traveler, and the model is in a standing pose as if he was thinking with both hands on the side of his head, and he's floating in the air over a bunch of stopwatches or clocks. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and actually there's a shot of the base itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very cool. I mean, it's a simple model. It's not crazy over the top by any means.
Oh, no, for sure.
But it's a nice model. I mean, for 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Or actually, what is it? With a resin base, 6 pounds. I'm sorry. But still, it's really cool. And I could totally see that being used in, like, Pulp City or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a custom hero. Did they ever introduce rules in Pulp City to build your own?
No, it's supposed to be in the next expansion if they release it.
Okay. If they release it, that doesn't sound good.
No, I don't think it's bad because the game is doing well. The game is doing well right now, and I think they might want to stick to their own characters.
Okay.
So, but that's, there's no insider information there. It's only a guess on my part.
Okay. Makes sense. I guess the game's easier to balance if you only have to worry about your own guys, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Otherwise, people, you know gamers, right? They will find a way to break the creation system. And last but not least in this section, Steamforge Games. Guild Ball, The First Light of Solthias on pre-order.
Yeah, so this is a double release. The First Light of Solthias is a combo release for the Union. It's the two new models that are from the Church of Solthias. It's Grace and Benediction.
I want them so bad.
Yeah, they are.
I don't care what they do.
Completely new take on the Union, and we have no idea on rules or stuff like that. We know that Grace is supposed to be mostly a healing model, and Benediction, I think, stand as a guardian in a rock on the battlefield. Or the pitch for Guild Ball.
Yeah.
But we don't know if they will have restrictions to play with the other Union member or stuff like that. We know that the new Union captain that's coming out, I think, in April, so the month before them, is also a Solstician model or of a Solstician fate. And all the background and the fluff right now, as mention of the Solstician and what they're doing, they are the one that captured Ox at the end of the first season, and so there's hints left and right about them, and they were for long rumored as being a completely new guild, but now we're learning that they are part of the Union instead of being a completely new guild. So we'll see in the next couple of months, I'll be.
Seems odd that there's a church. Seems odd there's a church part of the Union. I don't know. That seems weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's strange. It might just be that instead of having two mercenary guilds, those won't be able to play with models that are not Solstician to limit them.
They could be.
Yeah, we don't know.
We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, they look really cool. They look really, really cool. All right. So that takes us to our crowdfunding news. And first up this week, Lion Tower Miniatures, 32mm Resin Fantasy Adventurers.
So this is a line of fantasy models, all males for this first Kickstarter. And it's originally 7 different cults, so warrior, priest, barbarian, different rogues, different archetypes for RPGs or any fantasy style game. And as the money, the pledges come in, they are unlocking new archetypes. So the Darkness King, some pets, they have unlocked a druid and a monk. So
these look really, really good.
Yeah. They are all digitally sculpted, cast, and they will be risen.
You can see they're digitally sculpted.
Yeah. They don't hide it at all. It's in the first promo line. So
yeah,
it's first pretty clear.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But they are really nice, really nice sculpts. I mean, great additions to Frostgrave Warbands or...
Mm-hmm. Or even if you only get one, they would make great RPG characters if you do use miniatures. A lot of characters.
Yeah. A lot of nice models there. Okay. So let's see. Let's look at the numbers here. So they were looking for 5,000 British pounds. They're currently at 6,500 British pounds. So this Kickstarter is fully funded. There's 16 days to go. So everything in this should be complete by March 23rd, 2017. Next up, Corvus Korax Miniatures, Exiles of the Tetsu Clan.
We already talked about Corvus Korax Miniatures in a previous news show. About another of their Kickstarter. So this one is another small Kickstarter. They are only looking to fund the four miniatures you see in the intro pictures. So it's a pretty small one. They're all, there's no game attached to it. So it's, Asian inspired team of, ninjas or warriors. And, you have four, pretty different style, fighting style there.
Yeah, they all look kind of like boss characters,
mm-hmm.
right? They're not like regular guys with swords, or whatever.
They're they don't look like troopers. No name troopers at all.
Yeah, they're kind of special looking. That's pretty cool. We're seeing a lot of Asian theme stuff lately.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's a bad thing at all. It's just this is interesting, and. Okay, this Kickstarter is in a currency I don't recognize.
It's a Swedish crown.
Ah, Swedish crowns. Excellent. Okay.
The goal, you were going to say that their overall goal was of 20,000 Swedish crowns, which equates to about $2,000 US.
Okay. So right now they're at 7,945 Swedish crowns. So still got a ways to go, but they still got a long time to go on the Kickstarter. The Kickstarter has 26 days left in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it reaches its goal, it'll be fully funded on April 2nd, 2017. Suivant next. Future Worlds, modular sci-fi terrain for 28 millimeters.
So this is all 3D printer files of different types of walls, tiles for the bases. And they also even have a steampunk pack. To do it makes me think of a Nemo submarine you would see in the corridors or stuff like that. So all 3D files to print on your own stuff, on 3D printer.
Yeah, they're very cool. They have some shots of it all put together and painted up. It looks nice. I've been playing with the 3D printers at work, and I understand how long it would take to print all this. It's a bit of a daunting task. It'd probably be faster to print the pieces and then cast them, but
maybe.
But still very, very cool.
Maybe not cheaper, though. Casting material is not cheap. Depending on what you cast with.
Well, I'm thinking cast a dental stone or something.
Yeah.
In any case, cool design.
Yeah.
Let's see, what are they looking for here? So... this project had a goal of $650 Australian. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And they are already fully funded. They're currently at $1,855 Australian with 25 days left to go in the Kickstarter. So if you're looking for something to build, maybe a Space Hulk table or an Infinity like table that could be kind of cool, or even,
something steampunkish.
Yes, definitely. Something steampunkish. But I was trying to think, what's that game 40K that plays like in corridors?
Yeah, they have a variant inside. Yeah, I don't remember.
It's the Forge World one. Yeah. Zone Mortalis. You can maybe use that to print something like a Zone Mortalis table, too. It'd be kind of cool. So, yeah, if this this type of thing interests you, this Kickstarter will end and be fully funded on April 1st, 2017. So, next up, A-Case Plus, Miniature Wargaming Carrying and Display Case.
So, this is another take on a miniature case. This one uses a racking system in light steel with trays that you magnetize your model to. So, that's something we haven't seen before. It's a new design of bags. So, look at it, check the price, if it works for you. And
yeah, it's kind of a new take on an old idea.
Yeah.
Very similar to what we've seen from Table War. Or what was that other company that had the modular bag? It was a steel frame in a vinyl bag with magnets.
Another one we mentioned in
the news, about 6 months ago or something. The name. Yeah. The difference is this one fully funded. So they were looking for $15,000 US. They're currently at $91,000 US with 22 days left to go. So safe to say this project is successful. And barring something unforeseen, it will complete on March 29th, 2017. Last but not least, Robots, Drones, and Cybers, 28mm Miniatures Sci-Fi Alien Scenery.
So the that was name,
a mouthful. What a weird name.
The name is pretty clear. It's not the first run. It's the fifth Kickstarter by this creator, and always different kind of miniatures. So this one, you get the basic pledge of $45, and you get 25 miniatures with all the parts. So you get everything. There's only one pledge level, nothing special, and you get all kind of different type of robots and drones, stuff like that. Some are pretty cool. I like especially the small, what do you call them? The small warbots. Get 12 of them, so now that's an add-on for 12, but still, I like their format.
Oh, those are kind of cute.
Yeah.
They're little treaded things.
Yes, the little treaded ones. Different type of arms.
I'm not sure why they've got robot rats or cyber rats or rat men or whatever they are. That doesn't seem to fit the theme, but whatever. Okay, so again, successful Kickstarter. He was looking for $1,000, or they were looking for $1,000. They're currently at $7,800 with 23 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on March 30th, 2017. And that, as they say, is that. It looks like we're out of stuff for this week, Antoine.
About time.
Well, I guess I'll see you next week.
Yes, for sure. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.